Chapter 16. Stop Dicking Around. Let's Go. New email from Chip Collins to Julie Taylor. Date, February 29, 2020. Subject, Stop Dicking Around. Let's Go. Hi, Julie. Marie is a mess now, blubbering over Calvin's dead body, but man, we gotta go. That paradox thing has reached around the top of the door, at least 10 feet wide. Only one side of the doorway left holding on. Yikes. The Bobos are literally pushing us toward the ITA door. They've put the MERD contraption parts on a sled, hovering an inch or two off the ground, and left space for Marie and Tesla to sit. So the two climb on board and we push the whole thing through the doorway. I turn to say a quick goodbye to the friendly creatures who gave us, and the multiverse, another chance, and I notice. Bobo? He's just standing there. Bobo, come on, stop dicking around. Let's go. Blink, blink. No, no, come on, we need you. Blink, blink. And I can't help it. I run back over to him and pick him up. Let's go, champ. But the other Bobos are holding him back, pulling his legs. So we play tug-of-war with him, real mature-like, and I'm screaming at them, and poor Bobo's probably getting stretched another foot. But I don't care. We need him for this last leg. Please, Bobo, please. I let go. They're just too adamant, and kneel down in front of him. Dude, what the hell are we going to do without you? And he looks up and points behind me, and I feel a hand on my shoulder. Gigi, my little daughter, a fully grown woman. He's finally home, Dad. It's time for us to go home, too. Well, shit. This is terrible. Who's gonna blink at me now? And instead of blinking, he opens his eyes wide, and I understand without words or a mental message that even though we'll never see each other again, we'll be together. He is literally part of me, part of my DNA, and part of my daughter, and will be part of our lives forever. We are all, in fact, one. I know that's a pretty deep thought for me, but there it is. I give him a hug. God, I'm tearing up again, like a disgraced televangelist. And Bobo runs around quick and gives Pete and everyone else a quick leg hump, and he looks up at Barb and whispers, Paul Mall. And she digs into her bottomless bag for another pack of ciggies and gives it to him with a kiss on the head. Then Bobo raises his hands in his sign of eternal peace, his curious weird middle finger, and says one more time for good measure, Bee's knees. I'm about to start crying. God, Julie, when am I not crying? Until an orange lightning bolt hits the ITA door. Fuck! Excuse my French. So we hustle into the hallway and start pushing the hover sled like crazed Iditarod drivers. Or are they called mushers? Well, either way, we're crazed. And right behind us, before the Bobo's door even closes, another lightning bolt hits their doorway, completing the tear all the way around. With nothing holding it in place, the ITA door falls into the hallway. Thud! Where it was supposed to be is just orange. Just the paradox. No door, no doorway. We can't see the Boboverse beyond. Just the paradox. And then all the other doors near it start turning orange and collapsing. Mush! 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 So we run like hell, pushing the hover sled as ITA doors collapse behind us. I can actually feel the heat of the paradox on my bare foot, like flames licking at my heel. I look back and wish I didn't. There are actual orange flames licking at my heel. I shout over the din, We're not going to make it! And the floor gives out, and we're falling.